Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. I'm Phoebe.
I'm Tracy.
You know what that means?
It means
we're in the studio recording.
Which I just can't believe it.
I know.
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you. I don't know where we'll put this episode, like, in the series, but I've been filling in, like, episodes, a lot of them on the road.
I know. But that's because you're a very world-travel-y kind of girl.
Oh, I wish I was world-traveled.
Well, you're locally world-traveled.
We're only traveling locally.
You do go to the coolest things and meet the coolest people, am I right?
I do, and I have to, well, I mean, I meet the coolest people. Did you say I'm cool? Because I
don't
want to
presume
that. Well, no, I
didn't, but you are.
I didn't want to presume that, like, I'm cool.
Of course
you
are.
But I do meet cool people. Which, and I totally forgot, I went to visit a place in Gettysburg called the Mason-Dixon Distillery, and I meant to bring their rum for you to sample.
Oh, yummy.
I forgot.
That's okay.
Next time.
I learned something about, okay, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, but what?
We'll get there later. I don't know.
Was it about distilling?
You said, no.
Mason-Dixon?
No. What kind of? Someone was just...
Road trip?
Yes.
Is it really a road trip?
Well, we could. Do you want to...
Anytime.
I mean, I have a million. Yes. Okay, no, but this comes back to a conversation that I just had the other day with someone who was telling me about wineries in Virginia. So you said Mason-Dixon, and then you said distillery, and I thought, oh, winery. And what's really, it was just interesting. Should I tell you now or should I wait?
Me.
So what she was telling me was she's a big history buff, and she's a huge wine lover. So all of these wine, they're like 400, I'm terrible with numbers.
There could be 400 to 7,000.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think there's somewhere between 200 and 470 wineries in Virginia. Like, I didn't know that. And they're good. And what's interesting about the wineries down there is that you have to go through this huge process to do a winery because so much of that land is historic.
Oh, okay.
So I just thought that was interesting. And so if you're doing a winery and you have this land, you are kind of required to turn over any artifacts and things that happen to get dug up. Yeah. I just thought that was super interesting.
That is interesting.
And maybe we should go there.
I think, yes, I would love to take road trips with Phoebe's Pure Food. It's not happening
after
yet.
Craft season.
Currently, yes. Currently, they're all self-funded. Anyway,
but
yeah,
anyway,
we
sorry,
should do
that was a digression.
No.
But
no, how do you like your cocktail?
I love it.
You really do like it for real?
Uh-huh, watch.
There's none left.
Can I have another?
I'll get you one when we're done recording. I would offer you mine, but it's
okay.
Really yummy.
I don't want to share.
Water. Okay, good.
It's yummy.
It's an orange and vanilla bean limoncello or orange cello with vanilla bean. And I made it for what issue? It was the October issue of Berks County Living.
Oh, yeah.
To pair with the pumpkin scones.
Yeah. That were on the cover?
Yes. So this
of
is
the
something
Berks County
you
Living
should,
Magazine.
Wasn't it so exciting?
That was so very cool. I don't know if you listeners have seen the issue of Berks County Living Magazine, but those scones, I was like, oh my God, there's my Phoebe.
Oh, yay.
Right there.
I was excited. I was really shocked.
Oh, it was beautiful.
That was fun.
So this is
cocktail. Yes, this one is just like a mixed up recipe. It's like I served it to you in a plastic champagne flute because that's how we roll when we podcast.
Yes. Nothing but class.
Right? But it's just, so it's something that you should start to make now to give away at Christmas.
Oh, I'm glad that you did it that way. Okay,
yes.
People, get the recipe and serve it to somebody.
Yes, at the holidays.
And because Phoebe just fed that to me or served that to me, and now I want to make it for friends.
Yeah,
so
it's
you
so
should all
easy,
do that.
So easy. So I'll have the recipe on my website for sure. But it's something you should totally do. Like, wouldn't you love to get like a bottle of that for the holidays?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not expensive. Some people make cookies for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever received her cookies for the holidays. We have
I
to get
never
on her cookie
have.
List.
I'm not on the cookie list.
Did you know about this cookie list?
Now that you're saying this, I kind of remember an episode way, way back when, and that might have been mentioned.
I mentioned it's like a little bubble cloud, like thought
it's
cloud, like way back, and it
way
like gets smoky.
Back.
And then Nan appears.
And there she is.
Like literally right next to you.
She is here.
No, I'm so excited that Nan's here because
me too.
I mean, we're talking about holidays coming up.
Right.
I mean,
believe it or not.
I know. I don't even know how many days it is till like Christmas. Like, I don't, who cares about shopping days, but you only have so much time to get so much done. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like spring clean or fall clean or winter clean? Do you, Nan?
Yes, we.
You do?
Yeah, we clean before we close up. Yeah, for the winter.
Oh, for your, like, because, out in the gardens and stuff, well, we or clean, in your house and
we
stuff?
Definitely clean the gardens, and yeah, we also clean the house.
Yeah.
Because we're closing the windows for winter, because literally we don't close the windows all summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. makes sense.
I mean, I live without air and air conditioning. We have fans. There is air. there's no air conditioning, and so the house is open all summer, and you know it's time to really just spruce up and get all cleaned up for winter.
Mm-hmm. When you have your window, you have central air, don't you, Tracy?
We do. Thank okay. God.
When you have your windows open, this is what I notice, at least in farm country, that like everything is coated in dust, like all
oh,
the time.
Oh, pollen.
You too?
Well, yeah. Even not in farm country.
Yeah.
Even in suburbia. Yeah. When you have the windows, like our neighborhood has tons of old oak, mm-hmm. and it gets all over everything.
Yeah. Like you just run your fingers and you're mm-hmm. like, I swear I just like sweated and like hurt my back.
Well, that's why
and
I
like
don't
pulled
clean.
Muscles cleaning. Right, oh, no. Do you have a cleaning person?
Do I? No.
Yeah. Oh.
I literally just,
oh, you just
don't
clean.
No, actually, that's not entirely true. That's going to sound really nasty.
Oh my gosh.
I do, but I don't do any major, like, big time cleaning.
So. Do you do it at all, like, spring and fall then?
Big time cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, okay.
I feel embarrassed
okay.
now.
No, don't feel embarrassed.
I don't do the spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm. We do that too.
Or the fall cleaning. But I like what, Nan, I like what you're saying about cleaning before you close the windows for the winter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
So this came up like in a topic online. People were curious to know about like how to do, I mean, we can call it green cleaning or chemical free cleaning. And I was like, who could we call that would know about this?
And you called
Nan,
me.
Nan, Chubby Pickle Farms. Yeah. So I'm
here
hoping,
I
know that people use vinegar a lot, right? Do you
yes.
use vinegar at home, too?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. And baking soda.
And baking soda. So
and toothbrushes.
Oh, like you save the old toothbrushes?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Or do you make like your own toothpaste
no.
out of baking? Okay.
I have done in a pinch. I don't like it.
Okay.
But anyway.
We do all that at my house.
Yeah.
The baking soda and the toothbrush? Yeah. Or like baking soda to clean your teeth?
Yeah, well, I make a toothpaste. I've posted about it before that I make out of baking soda and clove oil, and it's a whole little thing. But cleaning products, we use natural things to clean my house. There's no chemicals in my house, so everything's done naturally. So it's pet friendly, so you never have to worry about your little fur babies, which is real important to me. It's also important to me to stay as green as possible, not only for my kid, my fur baby kid, for the environment and for my own well-being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are like? So some people want to do green cleaning or chemical-free cleaning, but then they have already purchased at like the bulk discount store, like the huge container, like big jugs of like whatever Windex or Clorox cleaners. Like, what's the best way to like start to wean off? Like, what do you start? What would you suggest people start to substitute first? Like baby steps.
You hit the nail on the head. The first thing you said is vinegar. Mm-hmm. There's five products that we have at my home all the time for cleaning. We have vinegar, olive oil, lemon juice, baking soda, which Tracy was talking about previously. Essential oils like tea tree oils, which has a lot of antibiotic properties. Mm-hmm. Salt, and then there's Castile soap, which Bronner's makes a great Castile soap. Castile soap is, and I hope I'm saying Castile, that's right. That's
I've always wondered.
It. It's not Castile.
Castile?
I'm just kidding. I don't know about that.
I always call it Castile soap, so I hope I'm saying it right. I tend to pronounce some words very wrong. But all that is it's 100% plant oils. So it's an all-natural soap. And these products that I just listed, you can clean just about anything with. And I'm going to give you, I actually, in thinking about coming here today, I got three ideas for you that are unusual things to clean.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Instead of going the normal route, but I will answer your question first.
Do you mean unusual items?
Yeah, unusual, yeah.
Okay.
Well, first and foremost, vinegar. Oh. Vinegar can replace... You know, your Windex. Vinegar water a solution of vinegar and water. You can clean your windows with that. You can clean your countertops with that. White vinegar, you can get it dirt cheap. I buy it by the gallons. It's very green, and it's 5% acidic, so it sterilizes and sanitizes.
Mm-hmm. What ratio do you use? Like, is it half and half?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, yes. I would say I use about, it's so funny because I eyeball this. I take my Windex to the bottle because I have those bottles, those spray bottles. I made my neighbor save them for me. I'm like the give your trash to me girl. I'll use it for something. And I put about maybe I would say a little more than a quarter vinegar and then the rest water.
Okay.
Oh, really? That's not bad. Okay.
And if you
so it's not straight up, but it's also way more diluted than I expected.
I think
expected.
I've been using too much.
Oh, okay.
That's why Dan's like, lasting. It here. What
yeah,
does that smell?
It doesn't take a lot.
I'm pickling, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. It really doesn't take a lot. And if you want to scent your vinegar, you want to save those citrus peels. And I believe I've spoke about this before. I posted about it at Chubby Pickle Farm. I talk about it all the time when I go out and talk. If you save your citrus peels when you eat your oranges, or even when you have lemons, or even grapefruits, and dry them. I sit them on a plate.
Oh.
I save my peels. Mm. I sit them on a plate. I sit them in the windowsill. I never throw peels out. They're good. I have like a million uses for these peels. So in this particular case, I dry them. Once they're all dry, I stick them in a mason jar. I fill it to the top with vinegar. I put a cap on it, and I let it sit. And then I use that vinegar plus the water, and you have an orange, if you used orange or a grapefruit smell, you have a grapefruit. These are acidic. All these things are acidic, and the oils are coming out into your vinegar.
That's amazing.
I would just like to say, though, priorities, people. You can put it in the vinegar to clean, or you can put it in the vodka to drink. So,
oh, right, with
what
the
do
peels?
You want to do?
Can I ask a quick question?
One of us
question?
Cleans your house, the other one's drinking, but we hang out together,
you
so
do both.
That's the best of both.
Yeah, you could do both. But here's a question about that vinegar with the infused with the stuff. Can you, don't kill me for this question, but can you use that to feed your SCOBY?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I thought it might be, make
alive.
Like a flavored. No,
oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I was away, and it was. I'm sorry, I killed the SCOBY. I think I can. I don't know, but I did use it.
Mine's dead. I mean,
Phoebe
I don't know.
Can attest. I did use it a lot.
I'm sorry.
I made lots of kombucha.
You did. You had
I did.
Of
I really
it.
Did. I made little fruity ones and plain. Are you upset?
No, I'd be happy to give you another one.
Okay.
But not here. Not here. But I'd be happy. To
oh yes, not here.
I'd be happy to meet you in the dark alley and give you a SCOBY.
But I, as you were saying that, I was like, oh, and then it made me miss my SCOBY.
Oh.
So I actually have three little ideas for you of things that people usually don't clean.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Oh, I'm so nervous.
One is
clean it.
To freeze some vinegar in an ice cube tray.
Yeah.
Oh.
And once you freeze it, you put it in your garbage disposal and run it through your garbage disposal, and it'll clean your blades of your garbage disposal, and it'll keep everything in your garbage disposal fresh.
Wow.
Do you have a garbage disposal?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
And since it's fall, I have here's a real homemade thing that doesn't have to do with these products, but to get scented dryer sheets, you know, we don't even use those. You can take a gauze bag, you know, these muslin bags you can buy, these little, and you take dry herbs and put it in there, like peppermint or something like that, and throw it in there. And with your dryer, and it'll scent your laundry. No. It's really nice.
That's so those little organza bags,
like
gift,
you would put
little
jewelry
treat bags.
Or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
that's clever.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
I never thought
of that. One of my favorite things, and this actually is going to happen on Sunday in my house.
I'm nervous.
We have to clean the window wells out because the window wells get gross. Mm-hmm. And here in the Northeast, we have a lot of problems with stink bugs. So first we clean the window wells. We spray them down with vinegar. I use the citrus solution because that's what I have at my house. There's citrus in all my vinegar that I clean with. But you don't need to do that to use it. I spray that down. Then I let it sit for, you know, I walk around the windows. Like I'll do like one room. And then I have 22 windows in my house. So I notice I know that because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I spray down the window wells. Then I'll take warm water with a little Castile soap and clean them up. Get them all clean. And then I take a cotton ball with clove oil. Mm-hmm. And I'll just wipe a little bit of the clove oil all the way around the window frame because stink bugs don't like clove oil. And then I take the cotton ball that I used and I leave it in the window well. In each one of my window wells, you'll see a cotton ball. It looks strange, but it's soaked in clove oil and it doesn't eliminate them 100%. Mm-hmm. Nothing does. They're very pesty insects. Yeah. They're also a huge pest in the garden, but it does help. And we noticed an inconsiderable decrease in our home with invasive stink bugs because we use clove oil.
How about that? I never knew that.
Why aren't you famous?
You're so funny. Like, she is kind of famous.
That's kind of, well, yes, she is definitely famous.
Burke County, yeah.
But, like, that should be trending on BuzzFeed or something.
Whatever that means. We're going to make it trending. We'll trend it.
Let's trend it.
Phoebe's going to trend it for
yes,
me.
We'll try our best. Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, we're going to put, like, her tips. I blog for Berks County Living. So we'll put your tips in, I think we'll post it in November sometime for, like, pre-holiday cleaning.
And we'll connect it to Chubby Pickle.
Yeah, we will. And we'll say, like, maybe prepare your house for family members and stink bugs. I never knew that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know
does the clove oil repel the family members?
You know what? I like the smell of the clove oil.
I do. I know.
I know. It's nice. And then in the winter when the windows, you know, that's that in-between area, they like heat up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you can smell just very lightly. I mean, I'm not talking about soaking the whole, it'll get really disgusting if you do that, but just a little bit. When it heats up in the winter between those window wells, you can lightly smell that clove oil. It smells nice.
It smells like the holidays.
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's really nice. I like those ideas.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you know you can get, I don't know if you know this, Tracy, but you can get essential oils locally from, I think it's called Aromatherapy Plus, but Diane Grandstrom.
No?
Yeah.
You have to tell me more.
Yeah. She sells therapeutic grade. I think Glenna likes her oils.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And she uses them for massage, too.
Glenna likes them, too. I mean.
Then, yeah. So I think you can order them from her website and tea tree oil, all of those good things. So tea tree, lemon, tea tree, clove are maybe three basics people can have on hand.
I think that if people could get oils, I would get the tea tree and definitely the clove and maybe lemon. But, you know, a lot of people like rosemary and lavender, and you can use any kind of oil when you make your solutions. If you're, you know, using a plain Castile soap because it's cheaper to buy if it's plain, you can put a few drops of your favorite scent. And a lot of people like the lavender and the rosemary. You know,
do you do that?
They're nice. They're real nice.
With the Castile soap?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never used it.
I like it.
For body and, like, cleaning?
There are so many different, I guess, recipes that you can use that soap for. Okay. So it's a little intimidating.
It is.
Yeah.
There's so much small writing on the bottle. I just am overwhelmed and I don't have time to read your print. So I'll just walk past it, pretend like it didn't happen.
And then I mean, one bottle I've had a bottle, it's probably a year or so. I mean, it'll last me a long time, a long time.
Okay, cool. Well, those are like really helpful tips for fall.
Yes. I may not clean the rest of my house, but I'm going to take care of those windowsills for sure.
That's a good idea. So, Nan, how can people find you? Because you're saying that you posted all of this, like, toothpaste and citrus peel stuff. How do people find this information?
You can find me on Facebook at Chubby Pickle Farm. That's the best place to find me right now. And if you do have any questions, just message me because I always answer my questions. And I get tons of questions. Mm-hmm, I love that. That tells me what to post.
Do you have, like, an immediate response rate for your questions?
I actually saw on Facebook that they tell you what the turnaround rate is. And is actually, yours? I am very fast. Oh. I didn't realize that.
Mine is 7 days. Don't.
Oh,
no,
really?
No. I get back to you very quickly.
I can attest to that because I've had some questions for you on that page.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's quick. Yeah, she is. Quick.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so find you on Facebook.
Find me on Facebook.
At Chubby Pickle Farms.
Chubby Pickle Farms.
That's very cool. And then look for the posts that will pair with this episode, of course, on phoebespurefood.com and then at berkscountyliving.com under the Phoebe Savers Berks blog post. So you'll be able to find, like, these cool tips at those two destinations.
Fun.
So thanks for, like, joining us, Nan.
Thanks for having me again. Nan, I always love coming here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So, guys, thanks for tuning in. This was a fun episode. Let us know what you'd like to hear more of. Leave us some feedback in iTunes or even on the website. And be sure to subscribe if you're not subscribing to the podcast, because we have some really great content, especially mm-hmm. when Tracy and I are together in the studio with Nan and special guests.
It's so fun.
Yes. So feel free to subscribe, especially in iTunes and, of course, our other platforms as well. And you can find me at phoebespurefood.com. And thanks for tuning in, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.